one of the things that DIOs has been most proud of, especially in the last 20 years, is the support to the warfighter. And so during our operations in Afghanistan and Iraq, we had hundreds of DI officers that were embedded in various commands, and we even have a number of DI officers that are deployed right now. Certainly, their safety and their force protection is paramount. But even if you think about something volatile in the Middle East, where we have Shia militia groups that are very active and not crazy about U.S. presence in Iraq, think about our operations in Syria. We do have officers at risk, as other Americans are at risk at the same time we embark on these military operations. But DIA is always with them, and we are not going to leave. We'll probably be one of the last men or women out of whatever that environment is, to include the way we closed on HKIA. Just a few weeks ago, one of the last members to leave was our defense attaché who was there. I just gave an award to my office here a couple days ago.
That's good. You know, the last time I was here, January of 2019, you had lost some of your colleagues.
Right. In that, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, in that very same scenario that you're outlining, a situation that did kind of went sideways, mm-hmm. and you know, DIA was there. So I'm sure that kind of thing factors into what you're talking about here right now.
It absolutely does, and it's really incumbent on our mission services folks, and our logistics folks, and our training folks to make sure that our officers are as prepared as they possibly can be before they go out. So we have the kind of training, we have the kind of facilities, we have the kind of logistics support to make people as ready as they can be. And we try to give them good guidance, good training, and security when they're downrange. And you know, knock on wood, they all come back happy, healthy, and ready to get on to the next mission.
Speaking of missions, you've talked a little bit about Afghanistan. And, you know, back to that strategic surprise piece, the Taliban is in charge of that country right now. I don't know about governing, because that's, to me, that those are two different things. Being in control of a country and governing are two different things. But one of the things that's very clear to me from talking to a number of experts and watching over the last few years is that people ask this question about whether or not there will be, whether the Taliban will allow terror groups to operate there, to come there, but they're already there. I mean, Al-Qaeda's never left. ISIS is there, and there are several other organizations there. You know, I think maybe three or four or five there. I'm not sure. But what can you tell us about that kind of threat and what DIA's approach to staying ahead of it is?
So there are really two groups that we're worried about. The first is Al-Qaeda. There has been a natural alignment between Al-Qaeda and the Taliban for many years. That has not changed, and I do not believe that will change. While the Taliban agreed months ago to not enable Al-Qaeda, I think time will tell that if they have freedom of movement in Afghanistan and access to technology, that they will become a threat to the homeland again. I've said publicly, I think that timeline is something like 6 to 12 months, and we'll see. The other group is ISIS-K, arch enemy and arch rival to the Taliban. You know, the Taliban released a bunch of prisoners from Policharki prison, and a bunch of those guys were ISIS-K. So my prediction is that they will regenerate in a way that will not be helpful for the Taliban, and that they're going to have to fight them. Whether the Taliban has the capability to get after them, not sure. We think that ISIS-K could potentially threaten the homeland in like something like a year to 2 years. Left untouched. So we'll see. You know what the Taliban can do as they try to get organized with their new army and the equipment that they have and their Ministry of Defense, if you can call it that. We'll see what they can do in this realm. But it is something that I worry about. It's not keeping me up at night. And we will support whatever the over the horizon counterterrorism effort is that our Department of Defense decides to go with, working with U.S. Central Command. So remains to be seen how all that's going to work out. But I can tell you, I guarantee you that DIA officers will be in the middle of that, however it sorts out.
DIA Director General Scott Barrier, J.J. Green, WTOP News.